Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. If you have a bucket list that's an inventory of activities to accomplish before departing this mortal coil, be sure to include a fall camp out at Texas State Parks. They're heavenly. And this month, Parks and Wildlife Television will highlight state parks. Series producer Abe Moore.
Some of the parks we're going to profile are Lockhart State Park, Purtis Creek State Park, which is between Dallas and Tyler, Lake Casablanca State Park, which is down by Laredo, and Rabe Roberts Lake State Park north of Dallas. Some of the aspects of Lockhart State Park, for an example, is there's actually a golf course there, which is kind of unique, and of course you have your barbecue and camping, but it's a nice little park.
We're quite pleased we found this place. To me, it's a hidden gem in the state park system.
And for folks in South Texas, down by Laredo, we have Lake Casablanca International State Park. And it's also great for camping and also just the quiet.
Lake Casablanca State Park offers people the opportunity to come and enjoy a piece of quietness and enjoy the sounds of nature and just relax.
So every week on Parks and Wildlife Television, we'll have a park piece, and so people can kind of get geared up for fall camping.
Thanks, Abe. If you want to find a list of stations across Texas that air these series, just go to passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.